Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Of course, welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Oh, you decided to show up, did you? Yeah, I did. Where were you yesterday? Well, it was Easter Sunday. I was at the pub. I was all right for some. Yeah. Anyway, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. More on that later, of course. We begin the podcast with the build-up to Liverpool against Man United tonight. Forgot about that in the Premier League. Oh, my goodness. Here's Jurgen Klopp describing the rivalry between the two most successful clubs in English football. Obviously, the most successful, if you're talking Premier Leagues, is Man United.
It's a big game. It's a massive game. Two biggest clubs in the world, I would say. When they do the fixture list, it's one of the first looks you have. When is that? With which time around? These kind of things. Obviously, it's slightly different in England because you don't know you get the list and then you know in the first half of the season, but the second half you have no idea because it could be anywhere. That's different in other countries. You might know or not because it's always the same row of games. If you play in the third match day in the first part of the season, you play in the third match day of the second part of the season against the same opponent, but you have a look and you have a look who you play around, stuff like this. Is there possibly Champions League around, these kind of things? You want to know that, how much time do you have to prepare? It's a big game, it's a massive game. Two biggest clubs in the world, I would say. Maybe in Spain too, we'll say it's differently, but two of the biggest clubs in the world for sure.
And here's Liverpool's Andy Robertson and Virgil van Dijk speaking to TalkSport's Jim White, playing down talk of the quadruple.
You've won one final, you're in another final, you're beginning to believe, or dare I mention the word quadruple?
You can mention whatever you want. I will mention it because that is something we don't speak about. You know, we hear these things from the media, trying to put even more pressure on us that we already have, but we don't care, to be fair. And I just focus on the game ahead of us. Today was getting to the final, and now the focus will be on recovery and make sure you're ready for United.
Counting to four.
Are you beginning to believe? I mean, I mentioned the word quadruple to Virgil van Dijk and he gave me a withering look. What do you think?
It's not spoke about, you know, we don't speak about it. You know, we believe that we can win any game that we play in. You know, if we play to that standard than we did in the first half, then we believe that we can win games. And if we do that, then of course things start becoming possible. But, you know, we just look at the next game, Jim. You know, we've got Man United next and then Everton and then, you know, so on. We've got so many big games coming up and, you know, it feels as if we've been playing cup finals since January, really, you know, when we started kind of clawing it back. And, you know, look, let's see where we end up in May. But we're focused on the next game. We need to be. We can't look too far ahead. And, you know, like I said, we let our fans dream, but we keep focused on the next game.
Right, time now to hear from the former Liverpool midfielder, Daniel Murphy, or Danny, as some people call him, Daniel Danny. Comparing the current side to the Arsenal Invincibles, which, of course, is absolutely stupid, because Arsenal never lost and Liverpool already have done.
I've always noticed when you're in the presence of really successful footballers, my, I don't know about life, but in football, players who are high quality and winners, they have a presence and they have a confidence. And when you walk around the pitch or you're in the tunnel area of a game on, like Saturday, the Liverpool lads, they all look confident,
exactly,
and assertive and I don't know what the words to use, really. There's just a winning mentality about the group.
Manchester City can't live with Liverpool. It's back out to the right edge of the area. What a goal!
Sadio Mane on the volley inside the box from the right-hand side.
I remember playing one of the first times I played against that wonderful Arsenal side. You knew they were good players and they were a big team. But it was just the presence, the way they'd walk down the tunnel. People like Petit and Henri. It's like you're looking at them going, whoa. You could feel their confidence.
Yeah.
And I felt that with Liverpool when I was, because I was near the Liverpool players on Saturday.
So on to United. And here's the interim boss, Ralfi Rangnick.
Well, it's up to us. We definitely will travel there tomorrow and try to get the 3 points. This is what it's all about. And it's not about the situation they're in. It's about our only situation. After last weekend's results, we are still in the race for number four. But in order to stay in that race, we have to win almost every game and to start with tomorrow. And although we might be the underdogs for most people, we still know that if we raise our level, if we play a top performance ourselves, that we have a chance to get 3 points there. And this will be our ambition and our goal for tomorrow.
Time now to hear from Simon Mooney McMonalot Jordan's take on Paul Pogba. Trust me, gang, this is well worth the listen. He really doesn't hold back.
Mourinho wouldn't put up with it either. And he got done in the battle with Pogba. He got done in the court of public opinion. He got done for taking this player to task and having a problem with him. And in a court of public opinion, Mourinho came out second. So whether we say Klopp and Guardiola, there's certain people you just can't turn round. And maybe Man United's whole buying policy, which we discussed off air, is the problem. Maybe they should never have bought Pogba.
Maybe not.
If they weren't at a stage where they could afford the luxury of letting Pogba do what he wants when he wants and manage him in a certain way, because the rest of the team is good enough. He plays for a very good French side at that particular tournament when it won the World Cup, which he wasn't the best player in by a country mile. He was part of a very cohesive and good unit that made up for some of the things he didn't do. Juventus was the same. So here he comes, Billy Big whatevers, into United with all that goes around him. And I'm tired of players that go into clubs like this that don't do what they should do. They don't want any criticism. They only want praise. But the fact of the matter is he's been appalling for Manchester United over the 5 seasons that he's been there.
On to the reaction to the bank holiday action in the Championship, where Wasserweyne Rooney's Derby County were sadly relegated to League 1 after losing to QPR.
Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever.
And Reading have drawn 4-4, so Derby County are relegated down to the third tier for the first time since 1986.
Listen, it's a sad day and we're picking up the pieces of what was left behind. And as I said, we've earned enough points to be in this division next season, played some really good stuff, developed young players, young local players. So in that sense, the future of the club looks bright, but we need to take hold of what happened, where it's been left. It's a complete mess. And I know Mel's a big Derby fan, so I'm sure he's sat at home watching it, disappointed. Because we are. We've done everything we can to try and not let this happen. Worked extremely hard. Hopefully he doesn't have a good night's sleep tonight and that plays on his mind, because I think he needs to have a think about it.
The tough part here for Wayne, he's only worked, let's be honest, apart from this spell as the Derby boss, he's only worked with the cream of football in this country. He's only worked with the best managers. He would be moving into an area now which he knows very little about, quite frankly. He will have learned a tremendous amount with Derby over this last season. But I think there's a risk involved for people like Wayne, who aspire to be a manager at the level that he's accustomed to. He's not accustomed to that level. So he's got to be careful. But look, I think he will have to, first and foremost, hope that the deal goes through and with the club, that they can get themselves straight, get themselves sorted. Then you've got to like the sound of the new owner's jib. You've got to like what you're hearing in order to be convinced by that and make you feel like you want to go through it, because it can be a slog.
Now, after Man City lost a massive semi against Liverpool in the FA Cup, we've all been there. Some pundits have criticised Pep Guardiola for overthinking things in big games. And if you don't believe me, here's Jamie O'Hara saying exactly that. Of course, Jamie can never, ever be accused of overthinking.
Oh, what a mistake by Stefan! He's been dispossessed inside the six-yard box and Sadio Mane has rammed it home. What a mistake by Zach Stefan!
Typical Pep Guardiola
situation where I feel like he's over-pepped it again. You know, just play Edison. I don't know why you're not playing Edison. You need to be at completely full strength to get a result against Liverpool. And the only team I think in the world that I look at and go, you can beat Liverpool, is Man City when they're at full strength. But they had no Kyle Walker, no Kevin De Bruyne. They had a really tough midweek clash against Atletico Madrid, which would have took a lot out of them, travelling and all that sort of, you know, all that nonsense of just getting around. And I don't think they even went back to Manchester. I think they flew straight to London. And then you go into that game and, you know, Liverpool, they're going to come flying out the blocks. He rested players against Benfica. So he's at full strength. They're at full tilt, Liverpool. You're playing Stefan in goal. You know, I just, it's almost like you're disrespecting Liverpool in the sense that you think you can turn up in an FA Cup semi-final and play your second string goalkeeper against the best team in the world right now. Like, come on. How many times do you want to do this, Pep?
On now to a bit of cricket. And the former England batsman Rob Key has been appointed England men's managing director. It comes a few days after Joe Root stepped down as captain. Steve Hammy-Harmison, an ex-teammate of Key, said the appointment is surprising, but he will work hard in the role.
I was took back by her. I must admit, I didn't see it coming. A bit like Goffey. Part of us wanted to give him a cuddle and congratulate him and say, Matt, you'll do a great job. The other part of us was going, what on earth are you doing? Because of how, you know, big of a job, like Darren took on it at Yorkshire. But he's just a great guy who knows the game inside out. I don't think he'll shirk the responsibility. I know this firsthand. Rob Key's one of my best mates in life. And there was times during my career I needed a friend, a good friend, to keep things in. And especially with the depression stuff that I had. And the person I turned to more often than not was Rob Key. And he's somebody, I think, if you did get a good coaching team around him and you did get a good sort of good team to get together, then I think Rob Key will be as a fantastic man to lead them.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And here's Dean Saunders, comparing Ruben Loftus-Cheek to Jamie O'Hara. I don't even know where to begin.
You know, you're talking about Loftus-Cheek. I heard you talking about him earlier.
Yeah.
You know, he's like an Adonis, isn't he? Like a Greek god. Looks like a Greek god. And he's got no self-belief. And Jamie's the opposite. You know, he's like little stumpy midfield player. You know, he doesn't look like an Adonis. But he's got loads of self-belief, so he can achieve anything. I think if you said to him, go and do what Jermaine Jane has done at the draw for the World Cup, you could have done that. Have been a film star. Big Brother.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. We're full time back on Drive Time today. Andy Goldstein's Drive Time from 4 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. That can't be right. They'd never give him that slot. No, they have. Anyway, straight after us, of course, it's kickoff around the grounds with Adrian Durham, with all the goals as they go in on a busy night of Premier League and EFL action, including, of course, Liverpool against Manchester United. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. Come on, United.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.